Another philosophy of ministry combines a focus on the church of today with an emphasis on evangelism. This is best reflected in the missional church movement. The missional movement is a focus of the church to use its resources to mobilize Christians to go and make disciples. You might think of someone who follows God's call to leave home and be a missionary in a faraway place. This is one expression of a missional life, but it is not the only one. Having a missional life is adopting a mindset that prioritizes sharing the gospel with people who do not yet know Jesus as their Savior. This can happen in a distant place, and also in your hometown. To make disciples is Jesus' command to all believers. A missional church takes seriously its role to equip and send its members out to do this in their lives, in their schools, workplaces, and neighborhoods, to their friends, family, and the strangers they meet wherever they go. A missional youth ministry will also focus on equipping people to go reach youth where they are. This kind of youth ministry might adopt the same approach as an international missionary working in a new country. You start small and focus on developing relationships and trust. Here are a few ways a church might demonstrate this philosophy. Use its resources to visit school campuses and other places teenagers can be found. Invest in programs that address the struggles adolescents face, such as drug abuse, homelessness, and sexual purity. The missional philosophy of ministry focuses on sharing the gospel with teenagers currently outside the church. This brings with it several challenges. You are engaging emotionally hurting teenagers who have not yet found freedom in Christ. They may not look, sound, or act like the typical teenager your church is used to seeing. Another thing to remember is that these ministry programs may not be relevant for teenagers in your church who are not wrestling with these problems. A missional youth ministry might take a common program and add an evangelistic emphasis. For example, meeting in small groups would focus on opportunities to witness and share the basics of faith. This would be in contrast to a small group Bible study, which spends its time discussing the pastor's recent sermon. Neither of these is right or wrong. They just display a different philosophy of ministry. One way to determine if you lean towards evangelism or fellowship is to reflect on the type of student you were drawn to at your youth events. When you look around at the room of teenagers, perhaps you are drawn to the new student, the one who appears to be struggling with life's problems and can't quite see Jesus in their day-to-day. You focus on finding opportunities to share truth and hope with them. You feel more successful if the room is full of new students like them. Or are you drawn to the maturing students, the ones who are clearly growing spiritually? They are reading their Bibles closely and asking questions. You focus on making sure they are connecting with other students and group leaders for deeper conversation. You feel most successful when you are intently searching Scripture with them. In reality, you probably value both types of students and activities described. However, if you are more often like the first example, your philosophy of ministry is more evangelistic. If you more often fit the second description, your philosophy of ministry is more fellowship-focused. There is no right or wrong choice in these examples. You will have both kinds of students and will minister to them both. But knowing your preferences helps you understand why you do the kind of ministry you do.